and 107.7 FM W99 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Night one of the Republican convention featured the first public appearance of the nominee since he was targeted by a would-be assassin.
With a square white bandage on his right ear, the former president looked on admiringly from the stands as convention speakers urged his reelection. Teamsters president Sean O'Brien was given the key speaking slot on night one.
In light of what happened to him on Saturday, he has proven to be one tough SOB.
To Trump's left sat his young running mate, 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, who will address the delegates on Wednesday. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News at the Republican Convention in Milwaukee.
Special Counsel Jack Smith to appeal a federal judge's ruling tossing the entire classified documents case against former President Trump. Severe nighttime weather across Chicago, multiple tornadoes reported, no word on injuries, going on 300,000 homes and businesses with no electricity. This is ABC. A new phase in New York State's civil case against the National Rifle Association. ABC's Dave Packer with the story.
The second phase will determine whether the state will install an independent monitor to oversee how it administers charitable contributions. Prosecutors are seeking to ban Wayne LaPierre, the organization's former chief executive, from serving in leadership positions at charities doing business in New York. In the first phase, a jury found that LaPierre misspent NRA money to fund a lavish lifestyle. The second phase will be decided by a judge. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
A judge in Floresville, Texas, cleared the way for the demolition of the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, where a man shot and killed 26 people in 2017 and wounded 22 more, the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. They built a new church building, but some families sued to stop the demolition of the old one and got a temporary restraining order, but it will not be extended, raising the prospect of the old church's imminent demolition. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score, and about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com, get copies of your credit reports, they're free, and take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention after being shot in the ear Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is still planning to deliver a speech at the RNC on Thursday night. However, he told the Washington Examiner that he has completely rewritten his speech after Saturday's events. The Secret Service said in a Sunday briefing that there will be no changes to security plans at the RNC. If you own a well on your property, the DNR says you should test your drinking water after all this rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff can introduce contaminants to a well that spread waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are at a higher risk of contamination, according to a DNR press release. More information on testing and decontamination can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. Adames will once it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A four RBI game. Home run number number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Outside of an isolated shower or storm, we'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight at mid-60s, light northwest winds. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, light northwest winds, continue highs in the lower 80s. It's 72 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special edition of the Devil's Advocates live from RNC MKE 2024. Join us at the Kampali Party at 3.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Have you heard of Ivan Raiklin? This guy calls himself Donald Trump's Secretary of Retribution. And according to him, on a podcast, he says he has a list of 350 deep state individuals who he wants to try to assassinate by tricking police into killing them with a SWAT team. And apparently I'm on the list, or at least people like me are on the list. He says they're explicitly gunning for journalists. And specifically on the list, he's got CNN, The Washington Post, Reuters, and Raw Story. And I write for Raw Story, so, you know, I don't know if my name is on the list or not, but the publication I write for is certainly on the list, and Raw Story publishes my stuff all the time, you know, frequently. So this guy, here's what he said. He said, expect to see live-streamed swatting raids of every single individual on the deep state target list because the precedent has already been set. He said, look at my entire deep state target list. This is the beginning. This is scratching the surface of who is going to be criminalized for their treason. Okay? I mean, this is serious stuff. And this guy is not some, you know, just wackadoodle. He's very, very tight with Trump and with the whole, you know, right-wing movement. And, you know, it just, I don't know. It's the calls for violence that have been coming out of the Republican Party, Donald Trump reposting, you know, the picture of Joe Biden tied up in the back of a pickup truck with a bullet in his forehead. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and her repeated pictures with guns. The calls for Second Amendment solutions from Carrie Lake and Sarah Palin. Donald Trump in 2016 saying, you know, that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, she's going to appoint judges who are going to take away your guns. Maybe some of our Second Amendment people can solve this problem, or words to that effect. I'm paraphrasing from memory, but it was almost exactly that. It's in today's art. It's in my article today. The exact quote. This stuff is stuff we need to take very seriously. And Republicans need to take this seriously as well. Because the Republican Party is not entirely made up of MAGA people. You've got the Adam Kinzinger. I subscribe to his Substack newsletter. It's very rational. In fact, his newsletter went out this morning that said, you know, Donald Trump is not a conservative. And he went through this whole long list of things that conservatives believe that, and then he pointed out in every single one of them that Trump believes in something opposite of that. Now, you know, I disagree with most of those things that conservatives believe, but Adam Kinzinger has a point. Trump is not a conservative. He's not a classic Republican. And in fact, he was a registered Democrat until he decided to run for the Republican primary. So number one, we need to take this stuff seriously, but the Republicans, number two, the Republicans of good conscience, the Republicans who aren't terrified into submission, and I realize there's very few of those people who are willing to speak out, who are willing to risk their political careers by speaking out, because Trump takes them out. I mean, they lose their next primary just as predictably as the sun comes up. I think there's two or three never Trump Republicans left in the House and Senate. And he'll get rid of them, too. I mean, this, the purge is on, the night of the long knives, right? Without the violence, without the killing. But the people like this guy who are talking about violence and killing against, you know, politicians, against bureaucrats, against reporters, it's just, where is the Republican Party? Why are they not repudiating this? Why are they not saying, you know, in the wake of this assassination attempt against Donald Trump, we need to reconsider some of our rhetoric? Why are they not saying, you know, this kid was using an AR-15 so he could get off a whole bunch of shots really fast? This is a weapon of war. He was 150 yards away. Why aren't they saying, you know, maybe we should be talking about doing something about this? About getting these kind of weapons out of the hands of young men who have been mercilessly bullied and are loners and, the classic profile of a school shooter. It's clear to me, and I, you know, this is just my conclusion. I have no, you know, he didn't, to the best of our knowledge, leave behind a suicide note or a manifesto like some shooters have done. But in my opinion, again, just mine, it's clear to me that this kid was a school shooter. He fit the classic profile, you know, the bullied loner, all by himself, feeling, you know, like the world's out to get him, and he's got no friends, they interviewed a bunch of his classmates who said, yeah, everybody picked on him all the time, mercilessly. And so I he's the kind of person who picks up an AR-15 and walks into his school and shoots it up because they want to die, but they want to go out in a blaze of glory. And so you got a guy who wants to die, he's got a gun, he subscribes to a YouTube channel that's got 11 million followers, all about how guns and explosives, excuse me, and Donald Trump comes to town. I mean, I personally think it could have been anybody. I think it could have been Joe Biden. If Joe Biden came to town, he would have taken a shot at him. I think he was, you know, like I said, a school shooter. He wanted to be a martyr. He wanted to die in a noble way, with his fist in the air. And he wanted his name to be remembered, the way that we remember the Dylann Roof and all these other guys. You know, it's one of the reasons why I'm not mentioning his name. So we'll see how this shakes out, but this should be a time of deep reflection for the Republican Party. And instead, what you have are both the Republican Party and the media calling for Democrats to have a moment of deep reflection. Democrats have not been aligning themselves with militias. Democrats have not been buying 44 million AR-15s. Democrats have not been out there saying to militia groups like the Proud Boys, stand by and stand back. Democrats have never led the charge to take down the U.S. Capitol building. Democrats have not been claiming that the election was stolen and that our president is, that any president is illegitimate. I realize there were some questions about the 2004 election. I was raising them at the time in Ohio. I still have some questions about Ohio, but, you know, let's set that aside for the moment. But by and large, it's been Republicans who have been driving this outrage machine. And Democrats have just been pointing it out. It is not encouraging violence to say, look at this. This guy's encouraging violence. It's not encouraging violence to point out what's real. Yes, Donald Trump was convicted of raping. Convicted is not the right word. Adjudicated. Because it was a civil rather than a criminal, adjudicated as a rapist of raping E. Jean Carroll. And he's got 20 other plus other women, 23 other women including a 13-year-old at the time, who are saying, yes, he raped me too. And this is the guy that the Republicans, these great noble Christians, are going to nominate at their convention this week in in Milwaukee. And there will be...
You say you never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914.
The Todd Alba Show.
Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Journalist Eddie maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin.
Attention, drivers and car enthusiasts, visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Bosqueville for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 in Napa, ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Bosqueville today.
Richards Insurance, we insure every summer.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
There are lots of reasons to come see The Music Man this summer, presented by Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin. It has classic songs you'll recognize right away, like You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, Till There Was You, and The Wells Fargo Wagon. It's got a timeless story filled with laughter about Professor Harold Hill coming to a small town and falling in love with Marion the Librarian. And it's got a large cast of your friends and neighbors, including a barbershop quartet. Shows are July 26th, 27th and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. matinees on Sundays. Tickets will be sold at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and a $60 family ticket for two adults and any number of children. Celebrate the summer with this look back to those great days of yesteryear by coming to see The Music Man.
You know, you're rational.
Out your mind, you're way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery. What someone is beautiful. Asking questions for you, get a brand new. What's some more beautiful is you? Do it, wake it up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you, get a brand new. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery, what's someone as beautiful as you? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Second I saw you walking by and messing me up, a whiskey shot, whatever you want. Girl, you got it. On a downtown Friday night, dive bar, neon lights glowing on you, baby. Got me thinking maybe I should take your hand, spin you around, show you what I'm all about. Talk to me a little bit slower, let me get to know you. If you're down, I'm down, baby girl, tell me what do you think. Let me buy you a drink. Show you what I'm all about.
tonight, girl, I need you. No, I don't drink tequila, but tonight, girl, I need you. Yeah, I need you. On the downtown Friday nights, I've got neon lights glowing on you, baby. Got me thinking maybe I should take
a
look.
Classified documents case against former President Trump. Severe nighttime weather across Chicago. Multiple tornadoes reported. No word on injuries. Going on 300,000 homes and businesses with no electricity. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We sat at the table just the two of us.
Civic Media News. I'm Alyssa. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Trump finally has a running mate. He announced Monday that 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be his vice presidential candidate in November. Vance was elected to the Senate in 2022. He is known for his memoir, Look at the Elegy, published in 2016. Despite being the target of an assassination attempt on Saturday, Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention and plans to speak on Thursday. Governor Evers announced Monday that the state is awarding $1.5 million in Wisconsin's coastal communities. Evers posted on X that the money will be distributed through the Wisconsin Coastal Management and Program to 31 projects across the state, aiming to restore coastal habitats and prevent pollution. Evers said that the Great Lakes are a vital natural resource whose importance to Wisconsin's culture, economy, and history can't be overstated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Peach Wamba. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away on July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charming actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Scott helped Will Ferrell develop thick skin in his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, I would say things like, "I'm not funny, I can't do." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Todd kicks Buddy out of his leg, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look himself in the elf costume. Eventually received validation from Khan as they left the premiere when Khan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Outside of an isolated shower or storm, we'll see partly cloudy skies sitting overnight in the mid-60s, light forecast winds. On Tuesday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, light northwest winds, continue rising in lower 80s. Right now, it's 73.
Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition.
Well,
self-deprecation only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective
what a drag
government.
It is to
both
know
individuals
it
and media
always
organizations
will.
Must reaffirm our commitment to the principles
when
of democracy.
Just a more kicked around. Cause the dreams you hold so long and hard get broke. And my
not fulfilled.
Well, there and grandpa.
Coming up on the show, it is day two of the RNC. We're going to have a little update for you on Place in Exeter, California. Don Eric, update. Don't miss it.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Something or someone is telling you it's over and done. Outside the free wind blows. Let go. Now you're at the point that you can't really trust no one. They're all after something. Someone loves you, honey, more than any.
searching my mind, trying hard to find something that I did wrong. Mama and your sister, I even called your daddy too. Said, listen here, mister, yeah, this one's up to you. Said, you know I love my baby, she's hard-headed like her mom. I've already fought that battle.
Trip to my side of town and you walk right. It's one more, give you two again. One more trip. doing. And I think if Trump doesn't
you
make
can't
it
win a Schmidt-Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt-Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Garam, State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuma and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it. This week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in raw.
Join the Highland Lions Club for the Our Town Celebration in Highland Village Park, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Enjoy food, fun, and festivities for all ages at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin. On Thursday, kick off with a concession stand at 5 p.m., a 7th and 8th grade softball tournament, and the Glow Run Slash Walk at 7:30. Friday features youth bingo, an ATV poker run, a pickleball tournament, and karaoke from 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday brings a car show, kids carnival, beanbag tournament, bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner, smoky gun showdown, and fireworks at dusk. Follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook for more details. See you at the Our Town Celebration July 18th to 20th.
Differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment
well,
to the principles of democracy
from what
by fostering
you've
an
done.
Environment where
I'll show them to you, baby, one by one. I took
so,
my chances, I wanted more. I found rust and I found thorns, your locker.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Turn on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast. Temperatures are rising into the mid-upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You were shiny as gold and sweeter than honey.
And
it looked to me like you ride on the money. I scratched the surface, I found the truth. You're made for hurting, that's what
the next person
you need.
It's a free throw. It's like
water.
It's infuriating because it's like, whatever.
Nightlight with Peach Wama, weeknight 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's all over. Even fewer smokers in these stadiums from cancer. That's why CityScan.org wants you to know that a new low-dose CT scan can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SavedByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Saved by the Scan.
Listen to your favorite local radio station anytime.
Download
information on it. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app? And if you miss a show or game, then wherever you get your podcasts, on our website,
yesterday, those memories seem so far away. All it took was just a whisper to start, flame burning anew. Now he's back and I'm
7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic.